Ayush, what's up?
Bro, bro, did you get the mail from the placement cell? Dude, what's the highest package this year? And what about the selection rate? Bro, I'm getting so anxious over here. What if I don't get placed? What if all my career choices are wrong? Bro, Videsh, you still there?
Does this person sound exactly like you? Because placements. This is what everyone talks about in their final year of college.
And this is rightfully true too. Because this issue is of a major concern. The unemployment of youth seems to be alarming. The current global youth population is estimated to be at 1.5 billion, of which 620 million are employable, and 90% of this population live in developing countries.
But is placement going to be the only option youth has?
Don't worry if you have similar questions, because we got you covered. In today's episode, we have an inspiring story of young entrepreneurs who defied the odds and turned this time of uncertainty into an amazing opportunity to start a venture of their own.
So stay tuned as we get to interview these young, brilliant minds and get to know their inspiring story just after this short break. It's commendable how some brilliant young minds are trying their hands at entrepreneurship. They are not only providing a solution for daily life problems, but also providing employment opportunities.
Talking about youth entrepreneurship, we need not search far and wide. We have someone from our own SCMS batch of 2019 to 22, and we are thrilled to have them as our guest for today. The founder and co-founder of Growth Heads Digital, Sohail Srivastav and Utkarsh Nath.
But wait, before we call upon our guests, let's give our listeners a brief introduction about Growth Heads.
Of course, Rudesha, please go ahead.
Growth Heads is a youth-run marketing agency focused on catering to the millennial and Gen Z segment. They provide marketing plus branding solutions. What started with just 4 students a year back has grown a lot. This year, they have handled 20 plus clients, done 50 plus digital marketing projects across social media marketing, website development, SEO, content writing, and graphic design.
They have worked with brands such as Comfy Mattresses, Holiday Adventure, Inquest Corporate, just to name a few. They provided internships to 60 plus interns, gave work to 40 plus freelancers. Growth Heads Digital now has a core team of 20 members that has 8 students from SCMS Pune itself.
Ayush, I think we'll fall short of talking about the brilliance of Growth Heads Digital. And to save us from this, it's time we let our guests speak for themselves. We would like to call upon Mr. Sohail Srivastava and Mr. Utkarsh Nata. Welcome, sir, to our podcast. How are you guys today?
Hello. Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Sir, we really hope we did some kind of justice to the introduction. But please, if you would like to add something to it.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very detailed and a great introduction, I would say. I think you pretty much covered it all, but we are a totally youth-run organization. As you said, we have given internships to a lot of college students, and right now we have a core team of 20 college students across India and even a few of them from abroad. And I think that's one thing that I would add, and rest of it was very well covered by you all.
So we would like to start our interview by asking you the very first question. So the question is this, What is digital marketing according to you? And what got you interested in pursuing a career in it?
So basically, the marketing and all of it, you know, like it was always a fascinating subject to me in college. But then later when I, like in the pandemic, when I was at home, you know, I just didn't have any work, much work to do and all of that. I just wanted to do something productive. That's when I started looking, you know, what is a booming industries. But then later, in the pandemic situation, the whole traditional marketing methods were, you know, it wasn't working much well because everyone's staying at homes. And this, so I feel that was a very, a very good start, and it's a booming, and it's like it has a lot of futuristic approach and everything. So that's when we thought, I could do something in digital marketing. So I personally have started with affiliate marketing, and then later I met Sohail, And then we thought, you know, like, so we came up with an idea of digital marketing, and I felt it was really, you know, the idea was really good. So we thought of going ahead with it.
Continuing with, you know, Utkarsh's point. So it all started when the pandemic hit, like Utkarsh said, in 2020, and everything closed down and life completely changed for us college students. We were stuck at home now, and we got a little breathing space. We got some time to think of, you know, what we want to do, how we want to go about it, and how we can grow professionally, personally, everything. So for me personally, like, you know, Utkarsh had this passion in digital marketing. Even I had it from the very start. And to grow that, I started learning, you know, more through courses, internships, workshops. And later, I even started doing some freelance work. And then, especially during the pandemic, I realized how much the demand has increased for digital marketing. Like Utkarsh said, even the small businesses were now looking for an online presence, but they didn't know how. So the industry was booming, and there was an opportunity, and the perfect, and this was like the perfect time to step into the market.
It's a very interesting story. Since you started Growth Heads alongside being a student, how difficult was it to manage both studying and working?
Initially, it was very difficult, but then later, when clients kept on increasing, and then we realized that we need to have a bigger team, and we need to have a proper system, and all of the, like, proper management and everything. So, and also right now, you know, we work like in the mornings generally. When you talk about college, in the morning when we have all the classes and everything. I attend the classworks and everything, like my classes would be get done by 2:30 or something, and then later till 4 I work upon all the college related things, and then later from 4 to 5 I start sitting. We have a working hours from 6 to 9. The whole core team sits, and you know, we made a environment like that, you know, the whole core team sits for 3 hours working hours and everything, and that time we completely, you know, dedicate ourselves for the work. But then later, apart from that as well, you know, me and Sohil, the founders, and other few of the core members, we sit for a longer period of time and we work and everything. That's how, you know, it was very mismanaged. But then when we started getting more clients, then we had to follow a particular schedule and a system. And that helped us to manage both the college and the company. Now, right now, it's going really good.
So, sir, coming on to the main question, which we would like to ask and which our listeners are actually really keen to know. How did you guys manage to build up a venture from the very scratch to what it is now, purely online? And what were the challenges that you faced?
Okay, so basically, like you said, this has been a very tough time for, you know, everyone. And it wasn't that easy. If I'm being honest, it was really tough, and we struggled a lot, especially in the start, to, you know, build this thing, whole thing, and build this team and build this business, grow this business, basically. So building an online business sounds very good because of low or no investment. We started with literally zero investment. But there are many other aspects which are very challenging. So like I mentioned before, we have a team of... we have a team all around India, and few are even from the Middle East. So building this team, allocating work, managing the work, improving the communication, client servicing, and all these things took a lot of time to develop between us. Because the thing with college students is that we are very talented in what we do, no doubt. You know, the skills, if it's design, if it's content writing, we know a lot about those things, and we do great work. But the things that we lack is professionalism, how to work in a corporate structure, or the soft skills, the communication, all of these, which are equally important in, you know, growing a team and a business. So if I'm being honest, it took us over a year to solve, you know, many such issues, but we got it going. We set up systems, processes, we came up with many strategies. We trained our team with, you know, how to communicate better internally, how to communicate with the clients, and all those things. So I think that was one of the biggest challenges that we faced. It wasn't the quality of work. Everyone did and does very, you know, quality work in our team. But it was this thing of communication and managing the work, which was very challenging. We are in a much better place, and, you know, it's still difficult to manage things online, but we, you know, we never stop learning and growing and adapting to different things. So yeah, it's all good now.
So as I have checked out your accounts, you have reached a very good reach in such a short span of time. Was this reach a mix of organic or inorganic? And how did you manage to get this much reach?
So basically, coming to the first point, it was all organic. Like I said, we started with zero investment. We didn't have anything. We started from scratch. And building an organic reach takes time, firstly. You need to have a lot of patience. So I would say that, you know, how we did it was, I can talk about the general things like coming up with great content, things like that. But that is something very generic. One thing that I would say is that the most important thing is that you need to stand out in some way. And that is, you can do that through branding. Branding is one of the most important things. And one thing that most agencies, if I talk about digital marketing agencies, do is that they will create brands for their clients, they will market their clients, but hardly anyone, any agency does it for themselves. The content that we make and everything, the youth relates to them, and that's how we are growing. The brand that we are creating, that's how we are growing our online reach. We do it all organically, we make connections, we engage with pages and stuff like that.
Right, sir. Right. And a very insightful answer as to how you guys are doing your branding as well as creating awareness about your company. I would like to ask you how, after creating these structures and creating your online image, what is the system of sales established for your company? Like, how are you guys, since you have already mentioned that it is for currently it is purely online. So how do you reach to your customers online? And how did you get your first customer that?
Okay, so talking about the first customer, so like I said, this organic reach thing, it takes a lot of time to build and you need to have patience. But we can't wait to, you know, till it gets built, till we grow to get our first customer. So how we got our first customer is, of course, and how we still get a lot of clients is word of mouth. Everyone knows someone who has a business. So we started reaching out to them. We started telling them that, you know, we are a group of young college students who want to help you. And the one thing that we did was to, you know, gain interest and get businesses was that we offered to work for free in the start.
Just we didn't want to monetize anything in the starting. We just wanted to brand ourselves and, you know, like, we wanted to make the service much better. So for them, like, you know, it was a very initial and it was a very first experience for us. So even, you know, by giving service and how to talk to clients and everything. Then later, we also started reaching out to founders and other business owners through LinkedIn, telling, you know, like, that is how we build up a portfolio initially, and then showing the previous portfolio. We started telling how we work and about the results and everything. So that's how we started getting organic clients and leads through LinkedIn and other platforms.
Wow, so your story is really inspiring, especially the part where you said that you didn't want to monetize, but you wanted to establish yourself as a brand. Finally, I would like to ask you, what advice would you like to give to our young budding entrepreneurs out of your experience?
In the end, it's all about how bad you really want it, because to do it, you need to get out of your comfortable youth life. And trust me, taking the first step is the most difficult part, but in the end, it's worth it. And when you're young, it's the best time to do it because the risk is low. You don't have much to lose. When you grow, it gets tougher for you. You have a lot of things, responsibilities and things like that. So what I would say is, if you are really passionate about it, go for it. Always think big and always think ahead, but also make sure that you don't just think about the destination, you also enjoy the process, you enjoy the journey, or else you'll never be satisfied. So be proud of what you are doing every day and celebrate the little things and just enjoy your whole entrepreneurship career.
That is really strong advice, especially for the youth who are actually out there trying to seek opportunities and trying to become these young budding entrepreneurs. So, sir, before signing off, I would just like to ask you one more thing. What does your future plans look like for the next 5 years? And what is the inspiration behind it?
In next 5 years, we want to become one of the best digital marketing agencies in India. And to convert our business into a full-fledged, a proper full-fledged tech startup. For this, we are trying to get incubated by SEI, Symbiosis Center for Entrepreneurship and Innovation, who will be offering us a mentorship and infrastructure and helping us with fundings and all of that. So we wanted to niche out our digital marketing into a youth digital marketing agency, like targeting youth brands and everything, because we feel we are like best at providing content and doing things which is related to youth, because the whole youth is going to work. So this is one of our major goals, which we wanted to do it in the 5 years.
Great, sir. It's really commendable how much you guys have already achieved, and your future plans look pretty solid to us. I really hope this talk inspired our listeners as much as it inspired us. I'm really sorry, sir. We are lacking of time, so we'll have to end the conversation right now. But thank you so much, sir, for your time. And thank you so much for joining us today on this podcast.
So these were the founders of Growth Heads Digital. The fact that they were able to establish a successful business in such a short amount of time is a great example of how every calamity brings an equal opportunity with itself. These SEM students have successfully defied the odds and established their venture, which shows a promising future. Thus, it's rightly said, don't wait until the conditions are perfect to begin. Beginning makes the conditions perfect.
So guys, that was it for this episode. We really hope you find something of value and encouragement. So we, your hosts, Ayush and Ridesha, are signing off for now. See you in the next episode.